AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Just days after members of his own party dealt him a stinging defeat on trade, and just hours after meeting with some of them in a bid to snatch his trade agenda from the trash pile, President Obama is hosting lawmakers at the annual congressional picnic at the White House tonight.
Democrats spurned the president by the score on the free trade vote, so you might think tonight's get-together could be, well, awkward. But Press Secretary Josh Earnest says no. This is, he says, a purely social occasion.
A nice opportunity for members of Congress in both parties to spend time with their families on a nice summer evening on the South Lawn of the White House.
So don't expect any arm twisting on trade or any other big issue. But there could be twisting, since this year's picnic theme is a sock hop, complete with burgers, balloons, and tents with old 45 RPM records dangling from them. Mark Smith at the White House.
House and Senate Republican leaders have just pledged to pass that trade bill. The Fed says the economy is bouncing back after a soft first quarter. But the head of the Fed, Janet Yellen, says a hike in interest rates right now wouldn't be wise.
We've made considerable progress in moving toward our goal of maximum employment. So in spite of the fact that there is some progress on that front, the committee wants to see some further progress.
Campaigning in Santee, South Carolina, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton said she thinks the country has learned that trickle-down economics don't work in the long run.
Unlike them, I believe success isn't measured by how much the wealthiest Americans have, but by how many families get ahead, how many children climb out of poverty, how many good jobs are available.
This is AP Radio News. The Pentagon has told Congress it will not meet its target number for training Iraqi security forces by this fall.
The goal was to train 24,000 Iraqi forces to take on Islamic State militants, but Defense Secretary Ash Carter says that won't happen.
We simply haven't received enough recruits.
So far, the Baghdad government's only provided enough to train about 7,000 Iraqis, plus 2,000 more counterterror personnel. Carter and Joint Chiefs Chairman Martin Dempsey told a House panel the U.S. is willing to do more to help Iraq, but it must see a better commitment from the Iraqis themselves. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The quality of cars and trucks made by European, Korean, and American companies has improved so much in recent years that Japanese automakers long the industry standard are having trouble keeping up. For the first time since 2012, buyers report fewer problems in new cars and trucks. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.